Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the secret world of Slimming Club's fun size. If you're already on your third New Year diet, so rude. This is the podcast you need. I'm Jo, and with me is my fellow dieter, Victoria.
Hi.
Producer Paul is also here.
Hi.
These fun size episodes are with you every Tuesday now to help you tackle modern life. And of course, every week we're going to hear from a listener about their slimming angel and slimming devil. We will get a voice note from Katie later on. But let's point, laugh and criticise another relationship.
Okay, so a couple goes to McDonald's.
Yes.
She asks for a burger and a drink, but no fries. Mm-hmm. Would you ever do that?
Of course I would.
Okay. I mean, I don't believe you, but okay. But when they eat, she picks at his fries. So despite not ordering them,
she still wants them.
She's still eating them. So he gets up and buys her her own fries. Very nice, lovely. She thinks that he should have let her have a few of his fries. Mm-hmm. He thinks that she should have ordered fries if she wanted them.
Oh, God, okay.
Who is in the right?
Okay. Now, this is interesting. I don't have fries when we go to McDonald's with Matt's son.
Okay.
Because he always leaves a few.
Right. Just, so you know that
now
you're gonna
hands
get to
me
them.
The last
Lovely.
Few.
Lovely.
I'll be furious one day if he does, of course, finish them all. But he always leaves a few and I just
That's
grab
very nice.
Those. So that is enough for me. I have a very similar experience of this. Not with chips, though, with popcorn.
Okay.
Because we go Meerkat Tuesday, Wednesdays, half price tickets. We go to the cinema. And Matt always buys a large popcorn, which, let me tell you, he has had on his lap before. He's consistently gone hand to mouth for 2 hours.
Oh, wow.
And he still had some left. That's what? How big it is.
Right, yep.
Right? It's a big, bucket of popcorn. After we went to see The Beekeeper the other week, he said to me, I think you should start buying your own popcorn. And I was like, what on earth do you mean? And he said, because you just grabbed a bit too much this time. And I said, but look at the fucking size of it. Like, we can't buy a big one and then another, a small one for me. Like,
here's an earth.
I'm not having as much as this conversation is
just
leading you all to believe.
It's quite rude that he wouldn't even just let you have some, though.
Yeah, but he said he does let me have some.
Oh, but
he thought I'd gone in too many times.
Mm. Oh,
but
wow.
It's so big, this popcorn.
Why don't you, though, take your own bag of, because there's low-calorie popcorn. So then you can still have popcorn. What? Okay.
Is that the salted shit?
I'm just trying to help.
Yeah, well, don't try, okay. Darling. Don't try. So I kind of understand how this woman feels. You don't want a full size yourself.
I can't understand anybody who would go to McDonald's and not want fries. Like, I don't get that. If you want them, order some.
I tell you what, for finance-wise, it would be cheaper to get a burger, a drink and fries because you get it in a meal deal.
Yeah.
So
it's
probably cheaper. I know what you're saying, but sometimes you just want a little bit.
No.
And like even with desserts, I like a corner of Matt's dessert.
Yeah.
And no more.
I don't want
a full dessert myself.
I do.
I know.
All the time.
Right. Should she have bought her own fries, Paul?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
I'd be fuming if someone tried to steal my food.
But she didn't want a full portion.
Well, that's on her.
She
then.
Wanted a few. Why she wanted should he... three max.
Why?
Come on.
Why should he have to give up his fries for her?
I don't want to make sexist generalizations, but every woman I've ever had a relationship with has done this.
Because we don't want a full portion. We just want a few.
Producer Paul, I wouldn't do that to you. I'd have my own.
Right, thanks. But I've done this. I can think of an occasion now where I went out like early evening and came back just as my wife and son were ready to go to bed with a kebab meat and chips. And the way they hovered around me, like they'd already had their dinner. I hadn't had my dinner. And I was like, look, in the end, I'm like, look, just take what you want. And they're like, oh, no, no, you just eat what you want and I'll take whatever you don't want. And I'm like, well, I want all of it. So if you're going to take some, take it now.
Oh, I'm so hurt about that.
I know. But it is tricky when you don't want a full portion of something. I think I'm on the woman's side. Mm. She just grabbed a couple of chips and he got all arsey. I know.
Let me tell you what's also a double standard is the opposite of that. I've been had multiple girlfriends who have then, when we've gone out for dinner and I don't want dessert and they want dessert, but they don't want to be seen to be the only one eating dessert, order a dessert with two spoons.
Yeah, yeah.
If I ever dare go near that second spoon, though, the trouble I'd be in. Jesus.
Well, Paul, that's not what we're talking about.
But you wouldn't
today.
Be bothered because you didn't want to put in anyway, so it's fine.
Yeah. Okay.
Exactly. I don't know if we've got that sorted out, but we did put it to the Facebook community.
Yeah.
Victoria says, the man is definitely in the right. If you want fries, order your own damn fries.
Yeah.
Why should he get less than a full portion? She needs to watch a certain episode of Friends.
Joey doesn't share food!
I can relate.
Okay.
Melissa says, I usually have one of my husband's to remind myself I don't like them. She should make sure he orders a large portion as she only wants a few.
Yeah. Agreed. If they order large, you should be allowed a couple.
It's his. He just wants to them check. All.
Sometimes I go, I'll just have one, make sure it's not poisonous. Lols.
Classic.
Leanne says, I would never share my food. She would have had a fork in her hand. And that is exactly the attitude we need.
Gemma says, in order to expect someone to share food, you need something to offer in return, like cheesy bites as a bargaining tool. Mm-hmm. Now, that I agree with.
But Matt wouldn't want those. That would be my only thing. Mm. I might offer him a lift home. Kirsty says, if she orders her own chips, then the calories count. Because, as we all know, food taken off someone else's plate is actually calorie-free. However, if I were the husband, I'd be fuming. So it's a real intractable dilemma. Nice one, Kirsty.
Heather says, he should know that his wife is lying to herself about not having fries and just order extra for her.
Nice.
Well, he tried to do that, though, didn't he? This way, everyone wins. They both get fries and the wife's fries are calorie-free as they were a gift.
Have you ever been to Five Guys?
Yeah, I think they're overrated, though.
Well, pricey.
Well,
certainly,
that's what
price-wise,
I mean. Yeah.
They're crazy. But they do bag chips.
Yeah, they just shove a scoop in, don't
that's
they?
That's the thing. So they actually give you a portion and they throw another scoop in the bag for people like me who don't order fries.
Interesting.
And they go, oh, well, they're just in the bag. I'll have a few of those. And then it's
they're
not
the bag's
his.
Fries.
And it's not actually Matt's portion. So they've got it nailed. Shout out Five Guys. Shout them out. Remember, you can get 3 podcasts from us every week. 2 on this feed and an extra portion on Patreon. The Patreon's just £4 a month and the benefits are bigger than ever. There's going to be a new sticker available to new patrons every month this year. And for February, it's the long-awaited NSV sticker. A full year in the making. And it's finally here.
It does show that it's taken him that long as well. Because
I don't know if it does. It's got NS and V on it. Yeah, well, I don't know. Okay, how fucking long does these things take?
Okay, fine. Sorry.
It's like, you know, when the BBC changed their design and it's cost half a million. You know, what the fuck, they've changed the font. I could have fucking done that in 4 minutes.
Yeah.
Less than 4 minutes. I'm sorry. That's available, guys. That's our new sticker. You will also get access to our weight loss certificates, a brand new podcast just for Patreons every Monday, plus the full back catalogue and free spot prizes, including cash as well. Just go to patreon.com/secretslimpod or search for the Secret World of Slimming Cups on the Patreon app.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Right, let's get our next story.
So this isn't about the food that we're eating. It's more about what we're eating off. So plates are out and bowls are in.
Ooh. Really?
Oh, I love eating like out of a bowl, actually.
Yeah, big bowl.
Yeah, obviously.
Okay, not a cereal bowl.
God, no.
Let's get that straight before we carry on.
So facts say we're much more likely to eat our meals out of a bowl now, with the increase in salads, burrito bowls and poke bowls playing a part.
Yes, agreed.
Lots of veg, lots of good stuff in those.
Yes, that's what we should focus on here. Sure. Not all the pasta.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even think of that. For lunch, sandwiches are trending down and things like pasta salads in the bowl are up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is good, though.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
And they are filling as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Even our plates are looking more like bowls, and lots of plates have higher sides in order to handle more bowl-friendly meals.
Yeah.
The use of a bowl also makes it more likely that you'll be eating at your desk or on the sofa rather than at a table.
I agree with all of these points. I went to Denby Seconds Factory.
Nice.
You know, the factory shop thing.
Yeah.
And years ago, and got two pasta bowls. Which are big buggers.
Yeah.
And I often eat out of those. Matt's Knox are keen. He's very traditional.
I find.
A pizza plate, a bowl's a bowl.
Yeah.
But I put anything in those bowls.
You can shovel it in quicker.
Yeah, for sure.
You can.
And if there's any gravy left,
scoop it up.
You can just drink out of it.
No, don't drink out of a bowl.
Better than a plate.
What do you mean with milk and cereal, though? Do you not drink your milk after?
No.
Bowl.
No, I don't drink out of bowls.
God, we're finding out so much. You don't drink out of bowls. You don't eat a block of cheese.
Don't drink squash.
Yeah, I've got table manners and I'm an adult.
You toast marshmallows by candlelight.
Yeah not now, because Joe's bought me a proper toasting kit.
Yeah.
So grown up.
Thank
you. Had four last night.
Nice to see you've kicked the habit.
Do you have your stuff in a bowl?
I'm generally a plate person, but yeah, I like a nice bowl. Yeah, makes sense. Although I have recently been, because I'm the only one in our family who eat not at a table, but at like a breakfast bar properly, and I've been kicked off because my son keeps spilling like sauce and gravy on the carpet while he's lying on the floor playing Fortnite with his mates and eating dinner.
Oh, no.
So he's up at the breakfast bar spread out with his laptop there. I'm having to eat on the sofa.
Oh, yeah. Maybe
what an inconvenience for you.
Mm.
A bowl is the way to go.
Yeah.
You know what the downside of this is?
What?
Dishwasher.
Yes.
Because bowls are harder to stack in a dishwasher.
We don't have a dishwasher, so.
Oh, do you not?
No.
God, we're finding out so much about each other.
I would love one because I wash up probably about six times a day.
Well, if you get a dishwasher, darling, back to plates.
Okay.
Much easier to stack.
And cupboard space as well. These big bowls / plate bowl things do take up a lot of space.
Agreed, they do.
They do look nice.
They really do look nice and much easier to eat. So plate or bowls, let us know. Each fun size episode, we want to hear about the two sides of your dieting personality. That's your slimming angel and slimming devil. This week, it's Katie.
Hi, ladies and PP. My name is Katie, and I want to tell you about my slimming angel versus slimming devil. When I'm a slimming angel, I am planning meals throughout the week. I'm doing the shopping list to make sure that I'm getting all the ingredients needed. I'm planning, I'm prepping. I am working out four times a week, plus a 30-minute walk on the treadmill every single day. But when I am a slimming devil, I am also a cake baker, and I drink a bottle of Baileys, as Victoria outed me already whilst doing my bakes. And I am licking the bowl, I'm licking the whisks. I'll add it into my Fitness Pal, see I've got over calories, and swiftly delete it. And I do all this in secret because that's just me. That's who I am.
Amazing. Oh, God, do you remember being able to lick the whisk when your mum was baking as a kid?
That's part of it, wasn't it?
It was so good.
Katie looks so good though.
Does she?
Yeah, she looks amazing. Like, she's out walking, exercising all the time.
Don't say that works. That's crazy.
I know, she does look really good. So I would say she's more of a slimming angel than a slimming devil.
Well done. Well done, you. We want to hear about the slimming angel and devil within you. You just got to send us a voice note on our socials at Secret Slim Pod. And everybody who does this and features on the podcast gets an exclusive slimming angel sticker that are not for sale. You have to have made it onto this podcast to get it. So they are very exclusive.
Love them.
And it means that producer Paul doesn't have to design another one because they don't sell out. So there's another win-win. Yeah, well done. Thank you, Katie. That's it for this episode of Fun Size. We will be back with another podcast on Thursday, extra portions over on Patreon on Monday, and more Fun Size next Tuesday. But whether you're slimming or sinning, remember, there's no shame in a game.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.